Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Genevieve. Welcome to Genevieve's Guests. Weekly episode 6. Friends God's Love Made. Friends. I hope you're doing well today. As many of you heard, all the snowstorms sweeping across the nation, despite the Texas and most states, you know, where many are suffering with no heat, no electricity, or anything. What I understand, they got the electricity back on. Continue to play in Texas. today's lesson is from the ninth chapter of Mark, beginning with verse 2, verse 9, the Transfiguration. The Transfiguration is something that, surprisingly, is not really talked about, but it was a very, very important event that happened. Because it not only showed God's glory, but it also showed Jesus actually who he was. What I'll do is read verse 2 to verse 10. 6 days later, Jesus took in Peter and James and John, led them up a high mountain apart by themselves. He was transfigured. And his clothes were dazzling white, such as no one on earth reached them. There appeared to them Elijah, both, who were talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to Jesus, Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make two dwellings, one for you, one for Elijah. Did not know what to say, they were terrified. The cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him. Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one with them anymore, but only Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, he ordered them to tell no one about what he had seen and do after the Son of Man had risen. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. About a week earlier, Jesus foretold to them his death and resurrection. And he told them what would happen. He shared with his disciples what would happen and what was going to happen. And Peter said, no, these things aren't going to happen. Jesus said, you get tired of it. This is the first 33 Jesus took there are some points here. Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him into the mountain. Now, why are you taking with Peter, James, and John? Peter was the lock of the church. Okay, James and John, they were the sons of Zebedee. John was James is martyr, much great on Easter. And John is the author of the book of Revelation, also the Gospel of John. Now, as they were gathering up to the mountain, Jesus was transfigured. The transfigured meaning is transformed into another, something more beautiful or elevated. In other words, this is something they have never seen before. I remember attending my mother's funeral. It was a sunny day.
Yeah.
But this day was so bright, I had never seen a day so sunny. Everything seemed so clear and so clean.
Yeah.
Not many wonderful sunny days. That day I remember very specific. And to this day I haven't forgotten that. And when I thought, you know, when I read this, I thought about, I actually thought about what in that particular day. Now, it's queer people, you know, I know what people say. Transfigured, yes, slightly different. The prefix trans means little plus. Some of us are queer, transgender,
non-conforming.
In other words, we've gone across. Or we want to go across, you know, the normal gender norms. And so, we have these queer people who do understand what being transgender means. Those are the questions. Now, when Peter saw James, Peter saw Jesus over and over his own life.
Yeah.
I didn't just imagine what was going through Peter's mind. He saw this. He saw this as something really greater than he saw. You know, he obviously when he mentioned this, there were shelters. It was remembrance of East of Canada. That is a long
story.
Usually a long celebration. Actually, it's more remembrance of the 40 years of legal rights in the wilderness. It's a week long celebration. And Peter was so excited. And if you remember going back to the day, you remember, you know, Jesus was transformed. Well, going back to Moses, he was transformed too. He was with God, he spoke to God, and he saw the, I'm sure I could. He was born, he saw the worship of God, he saw him. And when he came down from the mountain, you know, his whole countenance was changed, his face glow. I mean, he covered, he was so bright that he had to cover his face with a veil. That's not to, you know, not for the people to get, you know, afraid or maybe taken back by what happened, by what had happened. And it was, just like this, it was a life-changing thing. Not for Moses. And it would be what happened to Jesus. It was a life-changing thing for the apostles. Peter, James, and John. Now, when I go over, you know, I look over this, it mentioned verse 7, a cloud overshadowed him, and it came a voice. This is my son, if you ever listen to him. I thought about him. And John the Baptist baptized Jesus. And the devil came on the journey to my beloved son. And I that analogy came right into my being, and I think it was also in the go to see what you'll be seeing.
Thank
you. Yes, you know, in the desert where the flowers are different.
I think
you know, particularly when they travel at night, flowers like that. You know, shower against them, they don't fall up. They're in them, and also they have a book. And cloud is a symbol, you know. So I remember when, you know, the cloud, and I think that cloud, now, off, it was so afraid. It was, it really was. Now, as a briefer, this, brings to light a lot of them. Many wonderful things, changes in that life. There were many changes in my life. So I've changed. My identity changed. Someone asked me one time why I always forget something. Did I always want anything to be this Christmas or was it I enjoy it. I don't care about it. So, the Christmas I understand, that Jesus. The Easter, I understood why. We had a big difference. Celebrated from Christmas Eve again. Then we see the death, following the death by the present, that's something he had foretold. And he gives me one person to the day he said, that's it, and then the future Saturday, another day, where he should stay. And that's foretold. And as we go move ahead, let's think. I know we all change. We hate to talk to God. Get it? But also, if you go on, change the script, change the stuff, it's true. It's just be kind of fast, different times. Will change things if you think together. God has to think this. And you want all you need to do is come in front of you. This is the end of the week. I hope this lesson blesses you. Pray that as you move ahead, you want to pray for your foot. I just thank you for being here. Give thanks for being here. And I just pray that in a couple days, things will be wonderful. I just pray for enjoying the spirit of COVID and all that. May God bless you. God bless you.